spilled the tea, caught in the chaos? Juliet's got advice, and she's keeping it real. But in a hug-you-afterwards kind of way, just ask Juliet.
What can I do to finally get that promotion this year? Waiting to be promoted is so frustrating, right? They can feel so elusive. But the first thing you've got to do is make sure your boss knows you want to be promoted. I know it seems obvious, but I have seen a lot of disappointed women when promotions are announced and they're not on the list. That mindset of, I'm just going to work hard, keep my head down, and I'll be rewarded, it's a mistake. If you notice, most men don't do this. They brag about their wins, and they don't even think it's bragging. They think of it like, I'm just stating the facts, man. So have that meeting with your boss, and in that same meeting, get clarity around exactly what's expected of your performance to get to the next level. And I mean, get very specific about milestones. Talk about your timeline. See if that's even realistic. Get buy-in from your boss, because having a champion helps. And that way, when you get promoted, it becomes a win for you both. Another thing you can do that is sometimes helpful is talk to the people in your company who are doing the job that you want. Even if you don't know them that well, you can ask for a few minutes on their calendar to learn about their career path and then ask them what they feel like helped them along the way. Is there anything they would do differently if they could? I know approaching someone you don't know that well in your company can be intimidating, but you'll find that most people will be happy to help. Plus, people really enjoy talking about themselves. And those that don't want to make the time to help you just won't. So you're no worse off for having asked. It's also a good idea to keep track of your progress in written form. You could send emails to yourself, make notes in a journal, whatever works for you. This way, you not only know what you accomplished and what you're missing in terms of the work product, but you can also pull up details quickly if your boss asks for an update on your milestones, or if you need to remind him or her of the progress that you're making. We all get busy, and it's just so easy to lose track of what happened in which month. Making quick notes as you go will save you time in the future. The other thing that's helpful is to mention your wins to the right people. This can be really hard because it feels braggadocious. But keep in mind, people are so busy with their own stuff and just trying to keep up. They're not focused on you, so they won't know what you're up to unless you share it with them. One of my bosses used to say, you got to tell people what you're going to do, then you got to tell them you're doing it, and then you got to tell them you did it, and then they'll remember it. I'm Juliet, and I thank you so much for listening. And if you've got a question for me or a dilemma that you're trying to sort out, I would love to hear from you. You can send me a note to justaskjuliet@magic.com. That's M-A-J-I-C. And feel free to ask your question in email form, or if you prefer that we get on the phone and talk it out, we can arrange to do that too.